had a dream about you last night, Daddy. I dreamed that I woke up to find you standing in my room, watching me sleep. It was hot, so I was lying on top of the cupboard, and my nightie was hitched up around my waist. I was still half asleep, so it took me a moment to realize that you were staring right at my pussy. I never wear pants, it's a good day. I like feeling the cool air on my pussy. It helps me sleep. When I realized that you could see me, even if only in the moonlight, I got all embarrassed and pulled my nightie down to cover myself. I asked what you were doing in my room, and you told me that you just like to watch your baby sleep, that this was just the first time you got caught. When you spoke, your voice was a little ragged, and as my eyes adjusted to the darkness, I noticed that your hand was inside your boxers, moving slowly. I asked why you were doing this, and you said that I was just such a pretty little girl that you couldn't help yourself. Then you asked me if I wanted to see the effect that I had on you, and I asked you to pretty please show me, Daddy. You turned on the light and moved closer to me. You told me that you would love to show me, but it would be even better if you could see my cunt and my little titties. I didn't say anything, but I didn't stop you when you slipped my nightie over my head. I was embarrassed to be naked in front of you. I'm 18, but my tits are small, and I was worried you would laugh at me. But instead you kissed them and told me that my little titties were even more beautiful than you imagined. Then you told me to spread my legs for Daddy like a good little girl. You stood at the foot of my bed and watched as my pussy dripped with desire for my very own Daddy. And finally, you took off your boxers and your cock, Daddy. Oh, your cock was so beautiful, so big and hard for me. I couldn't help licking my lips. And that made you laugh at me and say you never knew what a cock-hungry slut your baby girl was. But I told you I'd never even seen one before. And you told me not to tell Daddy lies. That there was no way a pretty little girl like me had never been fucked before. So I invited you to see for yourself. And you leaned forward and pressed two fingers against my pussy. You started to push inside me. Oh, would it hurt, Daddy? So you stopped. And you smiled at me. You were so pleased that I really was your good little girl. And I was so happy that I'd pleased you, Daddy. And I told you I would do anything to please you. And you smiled at me again and told me to get off the bed and kneel on the floor, because that's where good little girls belong. On their knees for their daddies, ready to do what they're told. You stood right in front of me, so your cock was right at my face, and I wanted to touch it and kiss it and take it in my mouth so bad, but I was afraid of doing something wrong. So I looked up at you, waiting, feeling my pussy drip more and more, and you told me you loved me, and you asked if I loved you. And I said, I love you more than anything in the world, Daddy. And I want to be such a good little girl for you. I would do anything to please you. And you told me to touch your cock and feel how hard you were for me. To feel how pleased Daddy was with his baby. So I gently wrapped my fingers around you and started to stroke my Daddy's cock slowly. But you told me to hold you more tightly and stroke faster, and I did everything you told me, Daddy. Then finally, you told me to lick you, and I was so hungry for your cock, Daddy. I licked you up and down, all the way from the base to the head and back again, and I loved it so much. Then you told me to be a good girl and lick Daddy's balls, so I let my tongue move lower. I rolled it around my daddy's hot, cum-filled ball as as I kept stroking your gorgeous cock with my hand. And you told me to start playing with my cunt, that I would have to make myself come because you wouldn't be fucking me tonight. Tonight, you just wanted to come all over your baby to make her your territory, so that I would always know that I belonged to my daddy. So I reached my free hand down between my legs and slid a finger between my pussy lips, surprised at just how wet my pussy was. But it wasn't my pussy anymore. It was my daddy's cunt. This is your cunt, daddy. And you can use it however you want. I was so turned on at the thought that my cunt belongs to you, that I desperately wanted to rub my swollen little clit. But I was afraid you wouldn't be pleased if I came too soon. So I had to force myself to just keep playing with my cunt lips. You told me to take your cock in my mouth, and I was so ready for it, daddy. I cupped your balls as I wrapped my lips around the head of your cock. And I pushed my head down as far as I could, wanting to take in as much of you as possible. As I started to move my mouth up and down, you began to move with me, thrusting your cock in and out of my mouth, not caring when I started to gag. Then you slid your cock out of my mouth and told me to stroke it again, to be a good little cum slut and jerk my daddy off. So I stroked your cock hard and fast, and I finally let my fingers rub my throbbing clit. I was so desperate for you to come all over me, daddy. Oh, daddy, I want to make you feel good. I need your cum so bad. Please, daddy. Oh, daddy, come for your baby girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, daddy. I looked up at you, grinning through my daddy's yummy, thick sperm that covered my face. And you smiled down at me, watching as it dripped down my chin and onto my little tits. And you leaned down, taking some of it on your finger and sliding it in my mouth. You stroked my hair and told me how much I pleased you and that I belonged to you now. I'm yours, daddy, and I hope you'll let me be your good little girl forever.